This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
The phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, love to hear from you this morning. Again, the telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. Kloss Financial, they've got a great website. You can learn more about them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Learn more about Kloss Financial there. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email. It comes in your inbox. The link to the most recent podcast, also as a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Again, just head on over to klossfinancial.com, get subscribed there. Also listen back to other podcasts from the show going back years and years and years and years and years. It's a really great website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that telephone number, 608-442-5637. And get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And joining us this Thursday morning are our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Nate Bribey. CJ, how you doing this week? Really well, and it's great to talk with you. Nate, welcome back to the program. How are you doing this week?
Hi, Sean. Good morning. Doing good.
It's always exciting. I know when we have you on, there's always going to be a fantastic topic ahead, and that is the case this week as well. We're going to be talking about Roth IRAs, 401ks, conversions, all the things you need to know when it comes to those four letters, R-O-T-H. We'll be getting to that in just a moment. A couple of things, as mentioned during the program, if you have a question about today's show, the topic in particular, or anything when it comes to retirement planning, CJ and Nate are here to answer your question. Give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you haven't been to the website yet this morning, make sure you head on over there, klossfinancial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial there, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. That's complimentary to you. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation about Roth IRAs, one of the other great things that goes on the show is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. And this week is no exception. Got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods from our friends at Kloss Financial. And speaking of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, before we start the conversation about Roth 401ks, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so thanks to everybody who listens to our show every week and calls in to participate in our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We hope you have fun with it. We certainly do. But last week's question was, in 2022, what percentage of Americans have an estate planning document for themselves? Is it 33% or 75%? And Ginger of Madison correctly called in with the answer of 33%. Now, that's an alarming number, by the way. So go back and listen to last week's show. We talked all about wills and trusts and powers of attorney and the importance of having them in there. But only 33% of Americans have the appropriate estate planning documents in place. Make sure you are in that 33%. You don't want to not have it.
I wonder how many, CJ, what percentage it would be. How many have the intentions of
100%. Yes. Best intentions.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good show last week. So feel free to jump onto our website. We have the podcast listed there.
KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So today we're going to be talking retirement planning specifically around Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, and Roth conversions. What do we need to know, Nate?
Yeah, this is a very fun topic today. And as many people know, you basically have two ways to save on a tax advantage basis for retirement, being pre-tax or referred to as traditional contributions or Roth contributions. So either of these contributions can be saved into IRAs or employer-sponsored plans such as 401ks or 403bs. But typically, most people have saved on the pre-tax side, as these accounts were first introduced in the late 1970s. And remember, pre-tax contributions allow taxpayers to reduce their taxable income, so you do get a deduction for these contributions. But funds in these accounts do grow tax-deferred and are not taxed until distributed. These contributions, the monies that you have invested, and any earnings on the account will when distributed, including if it passes on to any beneficiaries. So back in 1997, Roth IRAs were introduced as a way for Americans to save with after-tax dollars. So these Roth accounts operate essentially in reverse, where Roth contributions are made with after-tax dollars and therefore tax-free when distributed if certain conditions are met, and that includes any earnings.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Nate Bribe of Kloss Financial. If you've got questions for CJ and Nate, love to get you on the air this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial, it's easy to remember. KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week with CJ Kloss and Nate Bribe of Kloss Financial. And Nate, when we talk then about Roth, what do we need to know about Roth IRAs?
Yeah, and now the natural question becomes, you know, what is the best way for me? Our idea is to pay taxes at the lowest rate. What makes sense, right? So the ideal way would be to defer taxes when you're in a higher tax bracket and pay taxes when you're in a lower tax bracket. So for example, today there are 7 tax brackets ranging from 10% to 37%. So someone in the 24% tax bracket may can pre-tax now if they expect to be in a 12% bracket in retirement. So moving on to Roth IRAs, once again, it's important to remember that you don't get a deduction today for Roth IRA contributions, so you will pay the tax today. Roth IRAs do have the same contribution limits as traditional IRAs, which in 2023 is $6,500 if you're under the age of 50, and anyone over the age of 50 does get an extra $1,000 for a total of $7,500 per year per spouse. Interesting fact about Roth IRAs is if you're below 59 and a half, you can actually withdraw your contributions and those won't be taxed. It's not something we recommend, but just be aware that is some added flexibility to Roth IRA contributions. But just like with traditional IRAs, you do need to have earned income to make a contribution. So if I'm 55 and I make $7,500, I can make a $7,500 contribution to my Roth IRA. Only make $2,000, I can only contribute $2,000. Further, if there's only one working spouse in a household and that working spouse makes $15,000 and both spouses are over 50, you can do a spousal contribution for your spouse as well, meaning $7,500 to each spouse's Roth IRA there as well. This brings us to IRS income eligibility limits, so some more complexity here, but basically the IRS will phase you out, it's called, from being able to contribute to a Roth IRA based on your modified AGI, it's called. So if you're single or head of household and your income is under $138,000 for 2023, you're able to put up that full contribution. That will be phased out for single and head of household filers if you're at 138 to 153 of modified AGI. Married, filing, joint has a slightly higher limit to account for two spouses potentially earning. $218,000 is the anything under that would be the allowing the full contribution, and it will be phased out from $218,000 to $228,000. Those limits do get adjusted for inflation each year as well, just so you're aware. The last cool thing about IRA contributions are you're able to do what's called a prior year contribution. So normally, like with employer-sponsored plans, you have to make contributions during that calendar year to get credit. You're actually able to do prior year contributions through the following spring up until you file your taxes or the tax deadline for the previous year to get credit for those contributions.
Really fascinating stuff. Talking this week with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Nate Bribe and CJ Kloss. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Not only can you learn more about Kloss Financial, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can listen back to previous podcasts as well. Of course, I know on, you know, these mornings, especially beautiful days like today, tend to step out of your car from time to time, or maybe you step into the other room and miss part of the show. You can always listen back at KlossFinancial.com. The telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number is 608-442-5637. We're going to talk about if you do have Roth 401ks, should you be considering using that as an option and contributing to it? We'll get the details on that. Also, if you've got a question, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our our conversation with CJ, Nate, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310 to join us in our conversation with our retirement planning professionals, joined this week by CJ Kloss and Nate Bribee. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. The number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking this week about Roth IRAs, 401ks, Roth 401ks, and Roth conversions, all the things you need to know. And CJ, I wonder if you have access then at your workplace to a Roth 401k, should you be considering making contributions to one?
Yeah, possibly. Okay. So Nate did a good job there of kind of lining out Roth versus pre-tax contributions, and then also the Roth IRA kind of income limits and complexity around how much you can contribute and what allows you to contribute through earned income, so on and so forth. But part of what I wanted you all to hear is what he was talking about there in terms of the income eligibility limits. So you can be phased out of having the ability to even do a Roth IRA contribution if your income is high enough. But the key here is you have to actually listen very closely to the words we're saying, because it's Roth IRA that has the income eligibility limits. When we start getting into the Roth 401k world, the landscape is a little bit different and it's more flexible. So let's dive into that a little bit. Roth 401ks are an employer-sponsored investment savings account that gives you, the employee, the opportunity to save for retirement with after-tax money, just like a Roth IRA, after-tax money. However, again, these Roth 401ks are employer-sponsored. These were first offered as an option to retirement plans back in 2006, which is not that long ago. However, many companies were pretty slow to add them at the onset. However, in the last few years, they've now greatly ramped up, and we rarely actually run into a 401k that does not offer a Roth savings option. So now where this confuses people is they go, oh, so now my employer offers a 401k and a Roth IRA. We go, no. It is one 401k plan. It is one employer-sponsored retirement plan with two types of savings options within the one plan. And within that one plan, they're not going to create multiple statements for you, by the way. It's still going to, if it's at Fidelity, let's say, and you work at ABC Company, it's still going to send you one statement for your Fidelity 401k plan, except for now it's going to have both the ability to make after-tax contributions, which are Roth, or pre-tax contributions, which are what Nate had kind of referred to as traditional previously. Now, according to the Plan Sponsor Council of America, almost 86% of all companies are now offering a Roth 401k option, which again is great. Hmm. Now, the answer as to whether or not you should consider contributing to a Roth 401k depends on your situation, your income level, and your future potential tax brackets. So this is what Nate was talking about. You know, how do I decide? And the answer is, where are you today and where do you expect to be in the future? Now, I've mentioned this on the show before, which is if you're at a cocktail party or out with friends and somebody says, oh, everybody should do Roth or everybody should do pre-tax, that individual doesn't know what they're talking about. Okay. And the reason is because you have no way of knowing what will be better. It's actually, you have to compare your present calendar year marginal income tax bracket to your anticipated future marginal income tax bracket when you go to pull the money out. And when you do that comparison, also known as impossible to do because we don't know what the future holds, when you do that comparison, that is what drives your decision. So here's a really important factor. I want everybody to realize that Roth versus pre-tax should be an annual discussion between you and your financial planner, you and your accountant, whoever it is that you go to help give you advice on these types of decisions. Because truth be told, if say my wife and I are both working and our income is, you know, $300,000 combined, well, then we're going to be doing mostly pre-tax because I don't want to pay that high marginal tax bracket. But then let's say she loses her job and our income as a household suddenly drops down to $100,000 and we have three children. I might change my retirement contributions at that point to Roth in that calendar year because I anticipate our taxable income to be different. So these are annual decisions that you need to be making with your financial advisor, with your spouse, and it can change year to year on where you should be making those contributions. So I hope that's a little bit helpful.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Nate Bribee. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number is 608-442-5637. It sounds there, CJ, like you were talking about having a strategy and planning, but I mean,
That's a crazy idea, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. So let's kind of get kind of that breakdown there, CJ, about what we need to know then about Roth 401ks.
Yeah. So Roth 401ks have no income limits, which is different, of course, than the Roth IRA. So Roth 401ks, back to this whole thing of, oh, do I get phased out and all of that? The answer is no, you don't get phased out. And people go, well, do I have to have earned income? And I go, of course you have to have earned income. It's sponsored by your employer. Right. So just quick FYI. Yes, of course, you have to have earned income. It's sponsored by whoever it is that you're employed by. Now, occasionally, this can also be a solo 401k, which you could be sponsoring your own. But if that's something you're interested in, you're self-employed, call our office. That's a whole different show we could get into. But yes, no income limits. That's the big difference here. The maximum amount that you can contribute in 2023 between a traditional 401k and a Roth 401k, any combination thereof, is $22,500 if you're under the age of 50 or $30,000 if you're over the age of 50. I'm going to repeat that because these are critical numbers for you to know. Whether it be all traditional, which is pre-tax, or all Roth, which is post-tax, or any combination thereof, the maximum you, and notice I didn't say employer, the maximum you can contribute out of your payroll deduction is $22,500 if you're under the age of 50 or $30,000 if you're over the age of 50. So as I just mentioned, some people will put 100% pre-tax. Some people will put 50% pre-tax, 50% Roth. It is any combination thereof that you have to be careful with in terms of that total contribution. And special note, beginning in 2024, RMDs are no longer required from Roth 401ks. If anybody has been listening to our show for a number of years, we used to dog on the IRS as it relates to this for the longest time because Roth IRAs have no required minimum distribution, but Roth 401ks did. And we never understood why. Well, with the passing of Secure Act 2.0 beginning in 2024, they did finally fix this, and RMDs are no longer required from Roth 401ks, which makes perfect sense, by the way, because there's no tax as the money comes out. So anyway, long story short there, just be mindful of your flexibility and those total contribution limits.
Really great information this week from our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Nate Bribee. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number is 608-442-5637. So we've talked Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks. What about Roth conversions? We will get the details next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA. Again, the website, klossfinancial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. Everything about Roth this week. We talked Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks. What about Roth conversions? And CJ, who might be a good candidate for this?
Oh, Roth conversions. I think Nate can attest. This is a probably don't try this on your own strategy. We would generally say that Roth conversions are a great financial planning tactic. And we think more people should probably be considering it, especially if they've saved well and they're you know, kind of later on in life and considering how to pass on their assets in a tax efficient manner. And yet there's so many variables to consider and to make sure that you kind of check all the boxes that we would say, generally speaking, don't pursue Roth conversion strategies without at least talking to your accountant or your advisor just to make sure you're handling it the right way. But let's break it down a little bit. We just got done talking about, Nate talked about Roth IRA contributions. So think of this as money that is outside of the retirement system coming into a retirement account. You have to have earned income to do that, whether that be a Roth IRA or, in the case of what I was discussing, a Roth 401k. There must be some sort of earned income to accomplish that. But once it's in the ecosystem of a retirement account, again, whether that's pre-tax or Roth, then what will happen is people will say, hey, you know, when I was young, they didn't even have these silly Roth IRA and Roth 401k things. So most of my money is pre-tax. And I've been blessed, and maybe I sold a business, or maybe I inherited some money from parents or grandparents, and I actually don't need my traditional IRA money very much. And so I'm just kind of waiting around for those required minimum distributions to kick in. And, you know, what do I do, CJ and Nate? And this is where we say a Roth conversion might be appropriate for some people, depending upon what their goals are. The concept of this is that you are not bringing new money into the retirement ecosystem. You are just moving it from a pre-tax to an after-tax Roth bucket. So it's staying within retirement accounts. Therefore, you do not need earned income to accomplish this. And your age doesn't matter. So often people go, wait, I thought 59 and a half. I couldn't do anything until 59 and a half. Well, that's true if you're going to remove money from the account. That would, you could have penalties there. But if you're just moving it from traditional to Roth in through what's called a conversion, then you do not need earned income and your age doesn't matter. There's no 10% penalty on that. But of course, if you're moving it from pre-tax to Roth and you've been listening to what we said, pre-tax, you did not pay tax. Roth, you did pay tax. So what do you think is going to happen when I move it from pre-tax to Roth, right? And the answer is, oh, yes. I probably have to pay Uncle Sam that tax burden in that calendar year. Exactly. So as you can imagine, you know, if I do a $100,000 conversion as an example, I might dollar for dollar only end up with, say, $75,000 or $80,000 in the Roth. Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky. You actually don't have to pay the tax out of the conversion. You just have to pay the tax. So you could move, say, $100,000 from pre-tax and have the full $100,000 end up in Roth, but you're still going to owe the income taxes. So you're going to have cash set off to the side to effectively handle that. And this is where this gets into the complexity. What's the right thing to do there? Why would I do this? And this has to do with, again, if I'm working, my spouse and I, while we're working, are making really good income, say $300,000 a year, and I'm doing all these pre-tax contributions to save that high marginal bracket of, say, 24%, which I think that's about where I'd be. Then when I retire and find out that, you know, I don't need that money, my brackets are much lower. And therefore, I can convert those dollars at a much lower bracket than when my spouse and I were working. And that makes sense, doesn't it? I convert, I move it from pre-tax to Roth, and the beauty becomes all future growth on that Roth now is tax-free. But I had to pay Uncle Sam whatever that marginal amount was. I had to pay Uncle Sam to make that happen in the year in which I did those conversions. So we call this tax smoothing over time. We are actually trying to smooth out the impact of taxes. Because again, if you do nothing, just to remind everybody, if you do nothing, when you reach 73, 72, 73, 74, 75, depends on what your RMD age is, you're going to have to pull out required minimum distributions. And the key there is that required minimum distributions cannot be used for a Roth conversion. So if you wait too long, you can get caught up in a situation where your income spikes and you have no control over it. So there you go. I kind of freewheeled on this one and explained to you how this conversion works. But it's definitely a strategy we would say slow down, make sure that it's even something you want to do. Talk to your financial planner and make sure they come up with a calculation that is aware of your marginal brackets and is trying to smooth the impact of your taxes over time.
Very important stuff. Very important conversations to be had as well. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Nate Bribe. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. And finally, Nate, what if someone wants to leave their assets to children or grandchildren? Does a Roth conversion make sense there? And if so, how much should someone be considering when it comes to that conversion?
Yep, great question. And yeah, absolutely. So an individual who does have a legacy goal to leave tax-favored money to children would be probably a good candidate for Roth conversions. Now, this is especially true with the passing of the SECURE Act, since this new legislation requires non-spousal beneficiaries and beneficiaries more than 10 years younger than the owner to fully distribute that inherited money within 10 calendar years after the death of the owner. So that's a lot to unpack there, but basically that would mean inherits my pre-tax IRA or 401k, they're a non-spouse and they're more than 10 years younger, right? Yes, everyone nod their heads. that they would have 10 calendar years to distribute that. So honestly, pre-tax retirement accounts, which most Americans have as the bulk of their liquid assets, are crummy assets to pass on to the kids. Because if they're doing well and working, they are probably in a higher tax bracket than you would be in retirement if they're doing well, and especially if that account is large, they have 10 calendar years to fully distribute and pay their tax. So now for Sean's second question, how much to convert definitely is the tricky part, because we're making assumptions, like CJ talked about what future tax rates may look like. Now, as some may recall, the top marginal bracket has been as high as 94% in the 1940s, and most recently 50% in 1986. Currently, it's 37%. So obviously a wide, you know, variety there of brackets to consider. So while predicting future tax brackets is challenging at best, the good news is your effective tax rate, which is your total tax after credits divided by your total income, has fluctuated over time and increased slightly, but in a much narrower range so than marginal brackets. So this is because Congress tends to change deductions and on marginal brackets. So a few final points here. It's important to note that there's no limits how much you can convert each year at any age, you know, but a good starting point on how to actually figure this out, this is the key point, is to basically run tax projections with your accountant or financial planner to determine your sources of retirement income, like Social Securities or pensions. And then, you know, compare that, say, at 62, you know, when you retire and claim, let's just call it for Social Security, and do your projected tax bracket at 73, which is RMD age now. And then you can do a comparison. If right now you're in the 10 or 12% bracket, and when you get to be in the 22 or may revert to the 25% bracket, it may make sense to do Roth conversions to fill up the 10 and 12% bracket now, because the use it or lose it buckets, right? That each year the buckets are emptied out, and then you only have the 12 calendar months to fill them up each year. Like, absolutely true. This is definitely do not try this at home strategy, because if you're in those lower tax brackets and you have Social Security, for example, doing large Roth conversions could actually tax more of your Social Security, or require you to pay higher Medicare premiums, or subject you also to net investment income tax. So those are called tax torpedoes. Well, you don't see them coming. You bring another income into the equation. You think you're doing the right thing, and all of a sudden, $30,000 of your Social Security is taxed, and you say, what the heck happened? So professional guidance is definitely strongly advised for when you're looking at these.
Sounds like a very important information. Again, if you missed any part of today's program, a lot of stuff to take in, a very, very rich show this week with a lot of important information. You can always listen back at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial Get to Know You appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number is 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number, because now is the time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the maximum amount you can contribute to a traditional and Roth 401k in 2023 if you are over 50 years old and have enough earned income? Is it $30,000 or $50,000? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. And don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. CJ, Nate, you guys enjoy this extended weekend and look forward to talking to both of you real soon.
Thanks. Thanks,
John.
We will get a preview of Broadfest next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.